This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. With a week to go before Election Day, we focus now on the state of Illinois. In a moment, a state Supreme Court justice campaigns to keep his seat as big donors pour cash into the race. First, the contest for the Senate seat once held by President Obama. It's one of the tightest Senate races in the country, and Democrats are counting on their party's heavy hitters for help. Today, former President Bill Clinton leads a rally in Chicago, and later this week, President Obama will try as well. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
The fight for Illinois' Senate seat has been defined by some pretty nasty charges. The Democrat, State Treasurer Alexi Janulius, is being portrayed as a banker to the mob.
As a bank executive, he loaned $15.4 million to convicted mobster Michael Jaws Durango.
Janulius was vice president of the now-defunct Broadway Bank. He says mistakes were made at his family's failed bank, but he's an honest man. But he calls his opponent, Republican Congressman Mark Kirk, a liar.
Mark Kirk is caught in a lie.
That was the Navy's Intelligence Officer of the Year.
He claimed a military award he actually never won.
Kirk, who has served five terms in Congress, admitted embellishing his resume, said he had learned his lesson and apologized to voters. Janulius isn't about to let go of the issue. He mentions trust at every opportunity. In another turn this week, Janulius criticized Kirk for using a video conference to raise money from American businessmen in China the day before a congressional vote on overseas business.
To me, this is egregious, and it can be called nothing other than an act of economic treason.
And Kirk shot back.
You know, to accuse me, a 21-year Navy veteran, of being a traitor when he never served a day in uniform in his life was beyond the pale.
University of Illinois Springfield professor Charlie Wheeler says the nastiness of the Illinois Senate race stands out even in a year filled with negative ads and harsh political attacks.
If you would listen to what each says about the other, neither is fit to be dog catcher, much less U.S. Senator.
Illinois is a Democratic state, but Republicans, sensing a chance to seize a pivotal seat and to embarrass Democrats and the president, have poured millions of dollars into the race.
The race for the U.S. Senate.
During their last debate, Janulius and Kirk sparred over tax cuts, immigration, and ways to fix a bleeding economy. Janulius blamed the exploding deficit and job losses on decisions Republicans made during the Bush years.
Congressman Kirk, for over the last decade, has been architect of some of these decisions. Why in the world would we send the same people who created this mess back to Washington, D.C.?
Kirk says on Election Day, the economy will be the deciding factor, and he supports renewing all Bush-era tax cuts.
In this race, I am the candidate that will vote to spend less, to borrow less, and to tax less to help save our economy.
The latest polls show the Senate race as a toss-up. A high percentage of voters say they are undecided. But on a recent day in downtown Chicago, some had clearly made up their mind.
I'm going to vote for Mark Kirk because he's not part of the machine, and I don't trust any politician.
Besides, says Steve Ducker, a retired sales manager, with Democrats in control of the White House, Senate, and the U.S. House, there needs to be balance. Sitting nearby, Beverly Catherine says she's backing Janulius and found Kirk's revelation about his military career disappointing, since several of her family members served.
I don't see how anybody that has been active in the military could forgive him for that.
Now in the final days of the campaign, candidates will take all the help they can get, convincing voters to go to the polls. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.